Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Tomorrow's going to be Phil Baker Appreciation Day because we're at the Derby City Gaming downtown. We're going to watch party. You want to come watch games? Just come hang out with us. You want to give Blankenbaker and L's down? You can do that. But pay tribute to Phil Baker because he feeds us like all the time. You're like Phil Baker light right now.
I am.
Chick-fil-A deal on Monday. But I'm
always the pie on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, that's right. Right.
I got 40% of it
now. That's true. You're right. I thought about that.
So, he's still got the 60% on me, though.
Yeah, and a lifetime lead. So I've always said Phil Baker is Phil Baker has fed more people than UNICEF. I mean, that's what I would say because he's always bringing food in. Lifetime lead.
Oh, man, I love that. That's fantastic. Fed more people than UNICEF. It's the Roundtable here, ESPN 680, 105.7. James Strebel, Phil Baker, Zach Cantrell with you today. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone, catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Perfect for your next tailgate or your party. 10 boneless wings and wedges for $9.99. It's a hell of a deal. Order online, wingzone.com. There are three area locations in Metro Louisville, including the James Strebel Memorial location right there by Holy Cross High School on Dixie Highway. So go check them out. We always they're fans of the show, so we appreciate them.
You say that like you've since passed. I don't like how you say the James Strebel Memorial. It makes me sad. We need to come up with a different.
Yeah, something different.
The former Strebel HQ or something. I don't know. Like the boarding school of Strebel.
It just sounds good. Texter did say, Rig, the blue thing in your swag bag looks like something you could put one of Nikki's gross ass hot dogs in.
So it really does look like a hot dog holder. Hey, Cam, how are you?
Hey, speaking of, Cam Drummond is going to start the Blitz out with us today. Cam Drummond from the Lexington Herald Leader live at a PGA event, so hopefully he's not being too loud and messing up the backswing in someone's swing there. Hello, Cam, how are you?
I think if I was on the phone with anybody whose voice could pierce, through the sonic waves to disrupt a PGA Tour golfer's backswing, it might be you, Strebel. So maybe we'll give this a good effort to see if we can disrupt some golfers out here today.
Oh, fantastic. So how is the event? It's in Nicholasville. It's got a good crowd. The weather's beautiful today. How are things going out there?
Yeah, so knock on wood, we won't have any storms this year, as seemingly happened for each of the 5 years that occurred here at Keene Trace in Nicholasville when it was called the Barbasol Championship. It's now been rebranded as the ISCO Championship.
Yes.
It's gone from a shaving company to, I think, a total piping solutions provider.
Piping.
Whatever that really means. Yeah, Louisville-based, though, so there's your local tie-in.
There we go.
But nonetheless, The golf is happening. We got Pearson Coody, who's leading the festivities so far, shot a 61, 11 under par, which is, I think, the lowest opening round in the history of this tournament, especially since it's been hosted at Keene Trace. So, like usual, it's a birdie fest, but the weather's good. There's no storms. The libations are flowing. So you know what? If you want a good time this weekend, hopefully some nice weather, then there's worse you can do for yourself than coming out to a Nicholasville and watching some pro golf here in Central Kentucky.
All right. It sounds good. Now, Cam, before we get into actual content, I did receive my UK swag bag, and I think I found out what this little blue object is, and it's the UK NIL Club Blue swag bag, Cam, and it was very sad. It came in a clear bag. It has a pen, a bumper sticker, a koozie, and then, okay, so this blue thing that we couldn't identify, Phil, my
okay,
friend Joe, he thinks it's like an earbud wire organizer.
Say that again?
Oh. Like an earbud wire organizer.
Because everybody, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. But Cam,
what a worthless thing to send somebody.
Yeah, well, it's all kind of worthless. But Cam, I was very disappointed in my swag bag. I'm giving $40 a month, Cam, to the Cats and Mark Pope for, you know, hopefully landing some 5 stars, and this is how they reward me.
Well, I think you might be the wrong consumer to talk about this now, because since you're in the T-shirt business and you're in the the merchandise game, then I don't know if you're just trying to badmouth them to increase Big Daddy shirt sales, or what's the actual LLC for this? What's the proper title I should refer to this as?
Round Daddy Tees. Round Daddy Tees. Yes, Round Daddy Tees. We actually have some new T-shirts. I'm glad you brought this up. If you go to the Round Daddy section on the website, listeners will love this. We have, let's see here, Max said these to me. We have a, it's got a picture of me. It says, "How about that big boy?" Big rig, the Italian rankings with an Italian flag heart. Get a better dog with a frightened dog with fireworks behind him. So there we go. Thanks for the shameless plug. Cam Drummond.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
If I'm gonna strong arm you in some way, shape, or fashion to getting me any kind of free merch from this web store, then I would like it to be the one with the picture of yourself, and you say something about Big Daddy or Big Boy.
Big Boy, yes, yes. That'd how about favorite. That Big Boy? You want that? Okay, I think I can work that out.
That'll be my choice if the powers that be will allow me one free premium cotton T-shirt.
Okay, I think I can get that to you. I think we can work out a deal. So Cam, the Kentucky basketball team. Have they practiced yet with the TBT team, or is that upcoming?
I think that's still upcoming. I know there's also a charity event that's taking place in Lexington ahead of the TBT.
Okay.
You know, everyone's coming into town, and so I'll direct everyone to my colleague Ben Roberts' story at Kentucky.com and Kentucky.com/sports for the details on that. But I know certainly the TBT guys will be getting together for a charity scrimmage here in the next couple days. And I think the in terms of them practicing with them, it might just be kind of a popping in and out thing at the Kraft Center, like as guys are arriving and as time allows and stuff like that. But obviously, that's a huge benefit to this, not only in terms of like kind of the feel-good alumni story. You know, you're getting the Daniel Ortons of the world, the Willie Cauley Steins of the world, the Harrisons of the world back in town, but also they're getting to go up against, you know, college players, experienced college players as well. So, and also, you know, we're in the period of summer practice now where it's only 1 hour of on-court instruction 4 days a week for a period of 8 weeks before they break. So any kind of, you know, extra competition or any kind of just extra, you know, benefit you can get from bringing together these 12 new scholarship players, putting them in new circumstances, new situations, you know, obviously trying out new lineups, just getting them comfortable with each other on the court. I'm sure certainly it'll be a bit more of a fun game situation for them to go up against like an actual proper other team rather than just scrimmaging against one another as we've seen in some of these social media videos thus far.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's no foreign trip, but at least it's something that they can sink their teeth into and measure how they match up against, you know, former NBA players. A lot of those guys played in the NBA, did some time in the NBA. Specifically, Willie Cauley-Stein was like the number 5-6 pick, whatever he was, and bounced around in the NBA for a number of years. So, yeah, that's all good stuff. What did you make of Mark Pope donning a football helmet and running around the football field? We're having the Pat Kelsey, Mark Pope cornball off here at the station. Who could be the biggest cornball? Pat Kelsey took the title with that cringy portal video, but Mark Pope snatched it right back by running around the football field and you know, doing the Mark Pope thing.
Well, obviously everyone's, you know, first thought's going to go to the most recent thing, being that, you know, 3-2-1 blast off astronaut video that came out, I guess, earlier this week or a couple days ago. I can't believe, you know, do you have a t-shirt up on that yet? I forget if that's been posted.
We do. There we have an astronaut. It says, like, let's get some dudes. So, yes, we jumped on that.
You need to make it like the MTV Award trophy with Pat
Kelsey. Oh, yeah. That's really good. That's a good one, too.
You'll probably get a cease and desist, but nonetheless, I think that could be a good one at that or Armageddon.
Yeah.
That's a great suggestion to get the lawyers involved. So I'm sure Streeple's really happy about that.
Right.
Sure, he's got a lawyer up, big boy.
I got Keith Pointer.
you talk about the cornball off thing, but people forget that. Remember, Pat Kelsey did the football thing before Mark Pope, because he had that thing where he just showed up to, you know, LNN Credit Union Federal Penitentiary Stadium or whatever it's called now, you know, kicked a bunch of footballs around, you know, had a good time. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of the cornball off type aspect to this, but, you know, this is probably just going to make things a little bit even more fun when that basketball game comes around later this year. And, you know, obviously both programs are kind of feeling themselves a little bit right now. Both fan bases are kind of getting a little high and mighty against the other. So, I mean, it's all good summer fun. And, again, pretty peak, you know, mid-July content to get people all hot and bothered.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely something that we are talking about. I mean, it's the barren desert of summer radio, as you know, Cam. So any little morsel that we can cling on to, we will. And we ran with this story now all summer long between Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope. Speaking of Mark Pope, you bought that new $5 million, I call it a compound. Some people only call it a mansion. I say it's a compound. But Mark Pope, look, he's living the life. He's living pretty. As you said, he's kind of having fun running around Lexington, doing the damn thing. But, you know, we're going to have to get down to business here soon because, you know, Duke and Cooper Flagg are one of the first teams up, and Cooper Flagg just wowing everybody at the Team USA scrimmages and you know, handling himself against Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis and Kevin Durant and some of the premier players in the NBA. So, you know, it's all fun and games until the season actually starts.
Yeah, certainly. And you mentioned, obviously, the non-conference schedule was finalized earlier today. And you have that kind of premium matchup against Duke, third game of the season. So, obviously, in the same way that the Kansas game last year was a real early season measuring stick for what a really young Kentucky team was going to be, now we have what a really old and a very, you know, still in a different way new, just because it's a blend of players that had never been together before, a new Kentucky team, what they look like against, which, you know, sure to be top-flight opposition. I'm sure everyone's taking note of what Cooper Flagg has done with the USA Select team during some of these Vegas scrimmages against the Olympic team. I mean, he looks just absolutely in his element there, you know, not backing off from NBA guys, taking Anthony Davis, making threes over him, you know, initiating switches, being physical. So that'll be a tantalizing matchup. But there's some other stuff to look forward to in the non-conference schedule as well. I mean, you still have that Gonzaga game that's at Seattle. We've known about Clemson in the ACC Challenge for a while. We finally have dates that we can put to both the Louisville and Western Kentucky games. I mean, maybe not a ton of meat on the bone beyond that, but you probably don't necessarily want that for a team that's maybe going to, you know, take a little bit of time to gel and you're expecting to, you know, maybe work out some kinks just because it's such a new team. They're going to be playing under a new coach for all of them except Jackson Robinson. But now Big Blue Nation can maybe start planning out their falls a bit more concretely with when they either need to get to Rupp Arena or get in front of the television.
Absolutely. And football season is right around the corner. Then basketball will be upon us before you know it. Well, Cam, I won't keep you any further. Enjoy the rest of the day at the golf tournament. Be careful with those beverages. They can sneak up on you in the heat.
that's a word to the wise there, Streeble. I'll be sure to pace myself. I think I've made it through 9 Aquafinas so far today. So
okay.
I'll make it to 15 or 20 by the end.
There you go. Keep those Aquafinas handy. I'll talk to you soon, Cam. Thanks. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Of course, my people will be in contact with your people regarding the...
Oh, sorry. Regarding the t-shirt. Sorry, Cam. I accidentally put you on hold there. But, yes, don't worry. Send me your address. I'll get that to you. All right, Ty Spalding now with us. Joining us, CardinalSports.com, a Rivals Network website. So, Ty, my friend, how you doing today? Sunny, beautiful day here in Louisville, Kentucky.
We're still not recovered from that long holiday weekend, but... but hopefully by Saturday we'll be back and ready to go and peak form.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the Silver Bullet Saloon looked great this weekend. Phil Baker's across from me. How fantastic did the Silver Bullet Saloon look on social media?
It looked wonderful. I mean, it looks like karaoke and taking place, just a plethora of some silver bullets.
Look,
it's that is what a lot of people would call heaven.
That is heaven. It is. That's what Fourth of July is all about. You celebrate it that way, the way the Spaldings do at the lake on a boat with some guitars and pickleball thrown in there as well. Well, Ty, there's all kinds of stuff going on. The TBT bounces off next week, in 2 weeks. What are your plans? Are you going to be out there covering it as a fan or covering it as media? What are your plans for the TBT?
If I go, it'll just be as a fan. I didn't make it out to any games last year, but I may try to make it out this year. Just depends on, I know the first game's on a Saturday, so I just got to see what the schedule looks like. But I'd like to make it out to a game. I just don't know how to judge like how good Louisville's team's going to be. I mean, on paper, you would think Kentucky would have a really good team. I mean, Eric Bledsoe and Willie Cauley-Stein. They both made some good money in the NBA. I'm going to try and make it out there and get a little taste of my childhood. If I do go and when I go, it'll be as a fan.
Now, did you accept Rick Pitino's olive branch as he tweeted out the picture of Russ Diculous, some of the other former players that he coached, Earl Clark being among them, and a week after, not bashing Louisville really, but cozying up to BBN and donating NIL money to Mark Stoops. Did Rick Pitino do enough in Ty Spalding's book to justify a little forgiveness?
Well, My initial reaction, right away, I texted Diener and Blank, and I was like, this is why the Diener chose the flagship. No other show in town produced this like the Diener show did.
You're right.
You know, Drew was like, watch, in the next couple of months, he'll throw something out, throw a breadcrumb out there to Louisville fans. And sure enough, he did. It didn't do much for me. I mean, it was definitely like him seeing the opportunity to kind of play with Louisville fans' emotions, and he saw that opportunity and seized it within a matter of weeks. So I think he knows that he can just kind of pull different strings with Louisville and Kentucky fans, and he's. While he has that power still, I think he's just going to keep tugging on the hearts of both fan bases.
And I think Andy Sweeney, he had this point. He was like, Rick Pitino just says stuff. Like, I don't think it's premeditated or he's thinking about, oh, I'm going to piss off Louisville fans when I do this. He was just on that show, and he knew he had a Kentucky audience, and he just said stuff. And then maybe later he went back and read or listened or somebody told him, like, hey, you know, Louisville fans are pissed about this. So, yeah, I agree with Andy. I don't think it was a targeted attack, but it was more of just sucking up the BBN, and then this is his relief for Louisville fans, like, hey, don't drink all that bourbon, Russ. Just sell it. Recently, Pat Kelsey was on with Andy Katz on his podcast, and they had a conversation. And one of the things that stood out to me was Pat Kelsey, you know, and then Mark Pope, you know, he's had previous comments. Pat Kelsey's basically like, I can't hate Mark Pope. I don't want, you know, I know Louisville fans won't like to hear this, but I can't hate him. He's a very likable, nice guy. And I just found it to be very odd coming from a place where this rivalry has been so heated between coaches for so many years. You had the Pitino and Cal stuff. You had the Cal Max stuff. How long will it last? That's a question to me, Ty. How long do you think this lovey-dovey, cozying up relationship will be between Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope?
It'll last until the game tips off in December, maybe the game week. I think this will be something that is gone by the wayside as soon as Pat Kelsey gets a taste of how nasty this rivalry is. I don't think this this love them up mentality is going to last long at all.
Yeah, I'm with you. Something's going to happen. I think Pat Kelce takes the first shot because he's just an intense dude, and he's high motor. I think he takes the first shot, and we'll see how Pope reacts to it in the fallout. Now, I know Louisville football maybe waiting on a commit or two. I think there's one, Sunday this weekend? That's, I believe, a player in the secondary. Any updates on Louisville football recruiting right now as it stands here in July?
Yeah, they're waiting on CJ May. He's an edge rusher, former Notre Dame commit. Louisville's been the perceived favorite for the last month. Most recruiting sites out there have an analyst or two with a pick in for Louisville to land him, but for some reason, this is just screaming to me like it's going to be everything points to Louisville and it and not be Louisville. That's not really any intel. It's kind of a gut feeling. But
okay,
that's really the last high priority target in the class that I know of. And yes, I believe he comes off the board on Sunday. So yeah, I mean, my board has been a lot of people, a lot of subscribers, members, whatever you want to call them, just going back and forth about this has been the most quiet summer of recruiting they can ever remember. So, you know, as long as the wins this season stack up, I don't think people will blink an eye. But if you have a down season, I think the recruiting frustration at the high school level will get ramped up.
Yeah, it's a weird dance because Louisville fans are so happy with what Jeff Brohm did in year one, getting to that coveted ACC championship game. And, you know, there's been some hot seat rankings come out, and Jeff Brohm's been low, and he should be low. Like the one that CBS did, they had him at a zero. It's basically zero means no chance they get fired. I'm not saying Jeff Brohm's going to get fired. Like, I'm not saying that at all. But Louisville fans overwhelmingly support Jeff Brohm and are happy with Jeff Brohm. This seems to be the one thing that's sticking in their crawl. So if they land an edge rusher that was previously committed to Notre Dame, that'll definitely quiet some people down for sure when it comes to high school ranks, specifically since, you know, Kentucky just landed a few of them here in the last couple of weeks. I think that'd be Louisville fans kind of side-eye Jeff Brohm's recruiting staff a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they lose CJ May, I think some people will be bolsterous about their feelings. But I think if they do get him, I think people will calm down a little bit. But either way, I mean, if they keep winning games, you know, as long as they're winning games, I don't think the high school recruiting frustrations going to manifest into anything major, but when the results start sliding, I think that's when people will start to peel the curtain back and look at what's going on during the summer months on the high school trail.
So you're taking it easy this weekend, Ty? You just, since last weekend was such a party weekend, you're just going to lay low and hang out, maybe watch some, I don't even know what to watch on sports-wise on TV. I'm sure there's some golf on somewhere.
The Wimbledon Championship.
There we go.
The America Finals, the Euros. No, actually, it's no time to rest. The world-famous Nolan Lake Wrapped-Up is this weekend.
Oh, whoa, the Wrapped-Up. Oh, man. That gets wild.
Yeah, it's wild. You talk about seeing body parts. you will see some body parts this Saturday. But basically, anywhere from like 500 boats will line up. There'll be a line on one side, a line on the other, which creates kind of like a lazy river in the middle. And you just take a lap down that river. And if you got kids, tell your kids to close their eyes.
I think Zach Cantrell's he's planning a trip to Nolan Lake. I think I see the wheels turning in Zach's head there. All right, well, Ty, enjoy the Wrapped Up. Avert your eyes from anything you do not want to see. Take care. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right. There we go. Ty Spalding, CardinalSports.com today. Did you hear any of that, Zach, at all? Okay. So we need to fill Zach in.
I wanted to ask Ty, and it just dawned on me as my Twitter algorithm opened up, and I see a scene from the great movie that is known as Heavyweights.
Oh, yeah. It is a great movie.
I wonder if there is a blob down at Nolan Lake.
Oh, the blob. Yeah, the blob's awesome. Where they launched the chubby kids. And I'm a chubby kid, so
It wasn't just limited to the chubby kids.
Yeah, it was mainly chubby kids.
Well,
yeah.
Well, in that movie it was, but in the instance of just like the blob as a whole, anyone and everyone. I've seen petite women, and I've seen older individuals go flying off there. But, Zach, have you ever gone off anything like that at a lake or any sort of ocean? Have you ever been on?
Yeah, a blob?
No, I can't say I have.
Have you ever seen the movie Heavyweights?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what we're talking about.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm aware.
Well, so this weekend at Nolan Lake, Ty Spalding let us know that they're doing the raft up.
And
he said that you'll see some, quote, body parts at this raft up. If you can catch my drift.
So you know where I'll be this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I knew it. See, he's going to scheme his way into the Silver Bullet Saloon. Next thing we'll know, we'll see some Ty Spalding pics, and Zach's face will be right front and center, smiling, taking a shot. I want to see that. That'd be lovely to me to see Zach at an event like that.
Is that Shannon the dude at the saloon?
Oh, wow. Maybe his band will play.
Well, I was going to say that was Zach. You see how he names dropped to get in there. He's just saying Shannon the dude or something.
I'm Shannon the dude. I've seen Shannon the dude. He's tall. He's a lot taller than Zach. I was surprised at how tall he is.
I remember when I saw him at OVW many moons ago. I remember thinking the same thing.
Didn't he wrestle Steve Rummage?
Yeah, he did.
I thought they did. Who won? I don't remember who won.
I would say maybe it was kind of one of those things where it was a cliffhanger, I want to say.
Okay.
But if I had to guess, I would say Shannon the dude, just because he has a little bit more tenure. Yeah,
yeah,
he's
exactly.
been there longer than Rummage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, Rummage did it. He was wearing a 93.9 DeVille cutoff.
I love that. I'd love to get in the ring one time. Just one time. I couldn't do anything extravagant. No moonsaults from me. No Frankensteiners. But I would like to get in the ring.
What would your move be?
A belly flop from the second rope.
So you'd go like
not
Eddie,
the top rope.
So Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, the frog splash.
Okay,
yeah,
so you'd go up there. Okay.
But for me, it'd be a belly flop, not a frog splash.
So I say my buddies to this day, true story, they make fun of me because we could be at a restaurant. I think it happened not this last time, but meeting up with the fellas at El Nopal.
Yeah. But, well, they have really tall beers there.
Well, yes, this is what happened. A beer shattered, and I just instantly go into the Stone Cold song. Like, I just go, every time.
You have to.
I haven't watched wrestling a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, other than stuff I see on like Twitter, but to this day, it's like ingrained in my mind.
Yeah, when you hear the glasses, your ass. Damn right.
You need to ask Isaac about that. It's like, why is that ingrained in my mind? That's Vince McMahon putting me in a trance.
He is. He absolutely. Yeah, you've been. Yeah, absolutely. You've been hypnotized to associate glass breaking with professional wrestling. They got you, Phil.
And now
they got you.
Now I watch Stone Cold Steve Austin get in, do cold plunges, and just cuss profusely about how cold it is.
Yeah,
that's what my life has become.
That's the new celebrity thing. They all do this cold plunge thing.
Do you buy into that?
No, I do not. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going into like they say, you'll feel better. It'll rejuvenate you. It's like, no, I'm fine. Like, I don't need to get in a big cold tub of ice water to make me feel alive. Like, I feel alive every single day.
Well,
I'm alive, so
well,
I feel that way.
You splash cold water in your face in the morning, don't you?
No, I don't do that. I take a shower.
So it's hot.
Yeah.
So you understand the logic behind it, though, right?
What's the logic behind it?
It's supposed to, like, send a shock to
your system?
Yeah, the system to just kind of, like, it helps with inflammation. You know. Sorry, Trump.
Yeah,
inflation.
Joe Biden's talking about
America, right? But, I saw Steve Harvey talking about it, of all people.
Oh, I love Steve Harvey.
But, yeah, it is the celebrity thing to do, where they all do the cold plunges.
Yeah, this is a way to flaunt their money. And it's like, we have expendable income. This means nothing to me.
Well,
you can do the trailer park
version of it, of like a
kiddie pool?
Well, not just that, but like the gardening little things you see at Home Depot. You can put those like 10 things there. But I don't know. I hate the cold so much. But
me too.
I could see... I don't know. I could see myself. I don't know if I could do it. No,
I can't do it. I can't. Like, y'all
imagine
used to
that's in your backyard.
Y'all used to do the polar bear plunge around here.
Yeah,
remember that?
I remember they did.
Did
I remember,
you do it?
So I was there for that, and then everybody we were supposed to go up in like four or fives, and I remember like Locke, Andy, Jason, Dieter were in like one group, and then it was like Taylor. I forget, but Taylor Lynch and like others, and Nikki V like with others, and then they like wouldn't let me up there, and I was like, I'm not going up there by myself to like that. So I just didn't do it.
Good for you.
Well, I mean,
wouldn't
I
Locke the MC for that. He didn't get in the water. He's like the MC.
I think you're
like,
right.
He weaseled his way out of actually doing the plunge, and he just was on the microphone the whole time.
I can't throw shade because I didn't do it either.
Did anyone not wear a shirt?
I want to say Diener.
Good for him. He can do that. Dieter can remove his shirt and he'll be fine.
I want to say Dieter was wearing like USA swim trunks, which isn't a shocker, but I want to say he was shirtless, but I can't remember.
I hope he was.
But it was like March or February, so no, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he had a tank top on.
Okay, because I know Andy did. Andy was like a Giants jersey.
Yeah, it was like an Eli Manning.
It was like an Eli Manning jersey.
Plaxico.
Yeah, Plaxico Burress. All right, let's see here. Texter says it'll give you a heart attack. See, that's another reason why I won't do it. I'm large anyway. I'm like three cheeseburgers from a heart attack, so I'll just leave that alone.
Sorry, Chris Hatfield sent you a great response to your tweet.
Okay. Oh, did he? All right. Yeah, well, let me check this out.
He tagged the station and it said, "Imagine what you would have gotten if Pope didn't fly coach."
I like that very much. Texter says, "Gotta have registered." A registered boat for the wrapped up with a max of 500 boats. I'll be there for my fourth. All right, there we go. Enjoy that, Travis. Enjoy that very much. Texter, challenge STD to a match for the radio heavyweight title. Tony Vannetti and Rummage have tried only to get beat. So, Vannetti got in there too. Oh, how about that? That might be something I have to do. Texter, Round Daddy versus Maddie Bangs, put it on pay-per-view. Texter, the earbud holder is actually a key into Rummage's swinger party in Nordy Sea. They have a huge wrapped up at Cumberland Lake as well. Did Katie and Pat Kelsey cross paths in the portal? That's a good text. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll play some Armando Bacot sound that sent me into a rage. And then Andrew Carr talking about Travis Perry. You can't leave him alone on the perimeter. He'll get you. And Dickie V has the cats in the Sweet 16. We'll talk about that and more. But let me tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. That's right, BJ Heating and Cooling, the factory's authorized Bryant dealer here in the area. I have one of those Bryant systems right outside of my house. It's fantastic. Anytime your kids walk up to you when it's 93 degrees outside and say, "Dad, it's cold in here," that means your system is working, and boy, is it working well. That's what I have. Those Bryant mini splits, they're quiet and efficient and avoid bulky duct work, so I don't have to tear out your ceilings or your walls to put those in. It'll control that room, make it enjoyable again. Call them today, schedule for your free estimate. They also do free second opinions. You can also get 0% financing for 3 years if you have approved credit. They're a locally and family-owned company celebrating 40 years of servicing Kentuckiana. Call the experts that you trust, that I can trust, at BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Texas says, is Jack Grossman the only person who watches South Park religiously without eating Cheetos and smoking weed?
At the moment, I don't eat Cheetos. I don't smoke the weed either, but...
The weed. By the way, Biscuit just texted us and is totally right.
That's
and I did
perfect.
Not catch
this
that.
Is so perfect.
Green said, "I don't do the weed at exactly 420.
Oh, wow!
How about that?
Nice job, Jack.
You know, I try.
So, you caught that perfectly. Yes.
You're listening to The Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Hey, if you want to save 15% on the TBT tickets available, use code TBTLOU15. The TBT is going July 20th at Freedom Hall. That's TBTLOU15. So check that out. And by the way, Phil reminded me, Brian Blanker, guy at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, texted us. They do swag right.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I have used that Kentucky Fish and Wildlife like little cooler baby bottles. adult establishment, you know,
adult bottles,
everything. But yeah, that thing's clutch. So yeah, we were talking as we were dunking on the Popey Boy Club 40, whatever it's called, swag bag, whatever they sent you. I mean, it is just rock bottom.
It is rock bottom.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife does it right.
They do it right. I'm with you. I use that little cooler all the time. I take it to the pool with me. I set it on the big deck at night, and then grab the nice cold ice Bud Lights Busch Lights out of there. Not those.
They are the official drink of the UFC now.
They are. How about that, Dana White? But yeah, so enjoy that. So appreciate the guys at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife Texter. Gotta love Strebel having Blink-182 as a rejoin. As bumper music, you're saying he hates the band. I don't hate the band. They're just not my cup of tea. I do like that song, though. Again, that was on one of the albums that I enjoyed, The Enema of the State. I like that one. It was just everything after that. After Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, all those there, and Justice will use that 500 times in the mixtape.
Yeah.
Everything after that was too emo and sad for me. Blink-182 is supposed to be fun and exhilarating.
It felt like they were dabbling in the, like, this is when TRL was at its height.
Yes.
Almost got too mainstream for you.
Like, yeah, I could see 100%.
You, like, you kind of like to be the indie guy. Like, you like some of the big names.
Right.
But you strike me when it gets too cool, you kind of try to zig a little bit when others
exactly.
Act.
I've got to eject on that when it comes to that. Yeah, when Carson Daly was interviewing them, I was like, eh. What killed me was when Rage Against the Machine did TRL. I was like, when they came out with the Battle of Los Angeles album, they played Guerrilla Radio live on TRL, and I was like, really? Rage Against, like, you're supposed to be against this, like, everything, but they're frauds. I still like their music, but Rage Against, they're frauds.
So
they're
complete frauds. What was James Strebel's go-to for just, like, afternoon television in middle school and high school?
Oh, I watched it. Don't get me wrong. I watched it. Yeah, I hate watched it because it was all.
You didn't watch 106 in Park?
I remember 106 in Park.
I love
106
in Park.
I was more of a Yo MTV Raps guy.
Okay.
I like Dr. Dre and Ed Lover on all Yo MTV Raps, early days Yo MTV Raps.
Okay.
That's when MTV had Yo MTV Raps, Headbangers Ball, Beavis and Butthead, 120 Minutes, like stuff I actually enjoyed watching. And then it just turned into Teen Mom when they're all 40 years old.
Well, you skipped over Road Rules.
I watched Real World. Or Real World. Oh, hell
yeah.
Did you
watch the Vegas Real World?
Yes. I think that was the one I tapped out. Because it was
they were in the palms.
That was the one with the Miz, right? The Miz was on it.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was the
Who
Miz.
Who was the one that, was it Shannon on there? She had a look.
I don't remember.
She was the brunette on there.
Okay.
Dennis, you remember the trailer hooked me in on that.
Oh, wow. There we go. You're like, oh, I'll watch this.
Chicago was interesting. But yeah, they started kind of intertwining them all.
It became, instead of like a neat social experiment, it became, let's get all these, you know, attractive 20-somethings in a house together and just give them copious amounts of alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's what it became. It didn't start off that way. It started off as like, this will be weird and fun, put a bunch of different personalities and make them live together for 6 months or however long it was. And then it turned into, okay, it's just a frat/sorority party. And I was like, okay, I'm out. It's not interesting anymore. Like, I see people get drunk and pass out all the time.
Yeah, did you have friends that ever auditioned for
it? I did.
Okay.
I sent in a tape.
God, I feel like I knew this.
Yeah, I did. I sent in an audition tape. They didn't choose me, obviously.
Could you reenact how that may have...
Dude, I don't remember.
Old were you at this point? I feel like we've discussed...
I was like 20, 21. Something. It was early 20s.
Did you have a goatee?
Yes. I had a goatee.
That probably scared him away.
Try to scare him away a little bit. Maybe I looked a little too Kentucky. Although, Real World Los Angeles, had this guy from Kentucky on named John, and he was like a straight-up cowboy. Like, he had a cowboy hat. He was super conservative.
So what was your shtick? Like, you have to have a shtick. You got to be a peacock on this.
Well, I think a party guy shtick. You know, it was because that was when it was transitioning from interesting social experiment to drunk party time. So I was like, I'd fit right in with this.
But
and it's a way to meet girls.
And that's where you would have excelled. But here's the thing. You're a machine. They're probably looking for lightweights.
Exactly. So
like, you would have cost them some money. Like, they got the company card, but let's be honest. Like, you don't need, you know, two Zimas in your just like a woo girl. You're going to need
I need a 12-pack.
You need what Heath Ledger had, the mountain of money, and he set on fire.
Yes,
you
need that Batman, Dark Knight.
You need that of BLs.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're probably looking at somebody who needs like two Zimas.
That's a great point, because they used to, God, this was bad, but you used to pregame, like, we would drink, like, not a 12-pack collectively, like a 12-pack apiece.
God, you're
before he went out on to Bardstown Road and Baxter Avenue and 4th Street
Live. You're built different, man.
It was bad. All right, let's play some sound here, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do that. So Armando Bacot, and I don't know what podcast or Field of 68. He's with Field of 68, and they can cuss on there because it's on Twitter, so they can say whatever they want. But he was on Field of 68, and he was talking about because they had to play St. Peter's.
I forgot
after,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, after Kentucky lost. St. Peter's won two games. It was Kentucky and then whoever they played the next round, and then they just annihilated them. They annihilated them.
Didn't they beat Murray State?
I think it was Murray State. I think you're right. Yeah,
because it would have been Kentucky. Yeah,
it was Kentucky-Murray State. Yeah, you're exactly right,
Zach. Kentucky-Murray State-Purdue.
Good. Yeah, good pull by you. And so St. Peter's played North Carolina, just got completely demolished. And this is Armando Bacot talking about how awful that team was and how he doesn't know how they beat Kentucky. Go ahead, Zach.
Damn, I need St. Peter's to win. They somehow pulled it out. I'm celebrating in the tunnel like before the game. I'm like, we ain't losing this game now. Yeah. Like, we're going to that Final Four. So then we play St. Peter's, and man, that was the worst team we played all year. St. Peter's is the worst team
we
played.
They didn't have a chance.
It made no. I don't know how they beat Kentucky. I don't know how they beat Purdue. Like, it made no sense because that was the worst team we played all year.
They beat the brakes off of them.
The break from the jump. I had like 20-20, and then I ended up winning the regional MVP and all that. So that was all good.
So there we go. I mean, he said it's the worst team we played all season. And it just brought so many memories just flooded back and how irate and furious I was. I remember, Phil, and you'll like this too, Zach, I did that post game from my house.
Oh, boy.
And it was a late like Thursday night game. If I recall.
No, yeah. I think it was like the 9 o'clock game.
Yeah.
So he was probably looking at 11 o'clock.
Oh, it was like 11:30 midnight.
Yeah.
And my wife, I believe, had to, which is when she was working third shift, I think she was at work. So the kids were in bed. Oh. I just remember sitting in our bedroom with the Comrex just screaming and yelling and fire cow. And I was furious. And now to hear Armando.
I'm going
to
look at the Dropbox, see if I can put it in.
And now hearing Armando Bacot being like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely, when he saw St. Peter's beat Kentucky and then Purdue, being like, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to the Final Four, watching St. Peter's play, and he was right. It was a gift. Like, John Calipari gave, it was Hubert Davis's first year, gave Hubert Davis a gift, and they went to the Final Four national championship game that year, lost, but they went. And again, once again, Calipari Kentucky had a pretty easy path to the Final Four, and they blow it before they even get out of the tournament. It's stunning to me.
I remember just everything that transpired from just the aftermath of that, and just like I was convinced that Kentucky fans could always talk themselves back into the good graces of what John Calipari could do with the recruiting. Like, I've seen the song at the end too many times. Like, even after that, I was like, okay, but you got the recruiting class coming in. Like, you're angry, you're yelling in your bed. You probably got a Bed Bath and Beyond quilt over.
Yeah,
were you have a cover over there to try to keep the sound? The kids knew what was happening.
The kids knew what was happening. Hopefully they were asleep. They didn't say anything to me the next morning. Like, Daddy, why were you yelling and screaming? Why were you cussing? There wasn't anything like that. So I don't think they heard me. I don't know how they didn't hear me. But I remember Jason Ince was back here at the studio and just being, I think we did like a 2-hour show. It was just phone call after phone call after phone call, much like this year's
so
debacle.
Basically what
after,
we did.
Yeah, because this year what you all did with Oakland.
Oh, that was almost 3 hours.
This was a 3-hour show. It was the same thing. But that was, but you're right, Phil. That was when the presumption was, oh, Cal will save the fan base by the recruiting class. And it was that recruiting class was very small. It was, I believe it was, Chris Livingston, and who was the actual good Cason Wallace.
Yeah.
It was a small recruiting class, and that didn't placate anybody.
Oh, no, and I remember, I mean, he was the first Livingston, the angst. That was kind of where the angst from started.
Yeah.
I found something in the Dropbox on Friday, March 18th, 2022. So Kentucky St. Peter's played on March 17th, 2022. So it's you telling Cal to shut up.
Okay.
There's a hot. Do you know the cord for the ha ha machine down there?
Or should I just, look, I'm just going to play
I don't
it
know.
Off here.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So let's play it off here. Give me
play
one second.
Play it off your laptop.
So I don't know how this is going to sound, but this is what I could find.
Okay.
On that, let me see. Maybe.
Like St. Peter's is contending in the NCAA tournament every year. Their guys were ready. They weren't there last year or the year before that, but they didn't have excuses. Shut up with that. Shut up. We don't want to hear it. Shut the F up. We don't want you here. They haven't been here before.
Yeah, I mean, that was right after his press conference.
By the way, Jason Entz just texted me saying you tried to end the post game after 40 minutes. You tried to pull a Cal.
I did not. We went like 2 hours in.
He said you got done at like 1:30, 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was. We went.
You tried to pull a Cal. How dare you?
Because I was so mad. I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to sit here for an hour or 2 hours.
My team has to get back early. My kids have to get up early.
I had to teach the next day. Yeah, that's what it was. Like, I get up in the morning, I get up at 5:30 a.m.
In your defense, if I had to guess, we were probably carrying the games that day.
Yes.
Like during your shows, or during Sweetie's show at the time. But
well, Andy was always, it was funny because Andy would always.
He'd want to do it.
He'd still want to do he'd want to do the show.
And after, in his defense, after the St. Peter's, like that's a show.
We had to do the show. Exactly. We did the show. Yeah, we did. We on Friday, I don't think we did the shows on Thursday, but on Friday we did the show. If I recall. No, we didn't because after we did the show, I went to Boomba's with my wife and some friends and watch games, and like I was just sad. Like
you just
I couldn't enjoy it because I'm like, oh yeah, we're gonna beat St. Peter, so I can go to Boomba's, just have a nice day off and enjoy the beer and the pizza and watch games and know that the Cats will be playing on Saturday. And my friend who we went with, Terry and his wife, are huge Louisville fans.
Miners?
No, not Terry. But congratulations to Terry Miners, by the way. 39 years in the radio biz. Locks in him a very sweet tweet saying, love ya, buddy, or something.
Love ya, bud.
Yeah, I don't know if Terry Miners. You know what? I had to do this. I had to see if Terry Miners responded to Locke. I'm going to do this live on air. I had, because I was thinking that to myself. I was like, did Terry Miners didn't look? So, uh-oh. Whoops.
What did you
find? I hit the wrong button.
What did you open?
I'm logging out. That's not what I want to do. So I have to hit the
while
password.
You're looking for that, I looked in the mixtape folder for March 18, 2022.
Okay.
You want to see the first thing I'm greeted by this one. Open the mixtape folder. This is Friday, okay. March 18th, the day after Kentucky St. Peter's. Biscuit, it's not something hard. Blank, six teams he's rooting for in the tournament. And then a bunch of Cal South. Curran. You ready for this,
Curran, yeah, let's go.
Free Kyrie.
Free. that was when he refused to take the vaccine. That's
Strebel blames the guards and Ty.
Yeah, he was terrible. He was bad. He's like Reed Shepard. He froze up in the big spotlight.
Do we want to play what UK post-game show caller calling Cal a clown?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's play that.
We're here.
Then we'll read the Lock tweet. People want to hear this. People want to hear old sound. They love this.
UK post-game caller. Okay, do you want Cal? I got to love how the guys labeled it. Cal's a clown one. Cal's the Clown 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll never win another title. Let's do that.
All right, let's do that. All right, here we go.
A joke of a program.
Okay, let's go. Right, hopefully it's BB and Billy because he called Cal a clown a lot.
Let's see. Maybe? 1, 2, 3.
He could be a coach for another 100 years at Kentucky. Unless he changes his mindset, and he won't, they won't win another gosh darn title, and you know I'm right.
That's Luther.
Was that Luther? I don't know.
Kind of sound like Luther.
That didn't sound like Luther. That's not Luther.
It's not football season.
But he wasn't wrong.
Luther in a while.
All right. So I found the tweet. So Terry Miners just completed 39 years at WHAS, 840 WHAS, still enjoying the ride. So let's keep it going. And Locke retweets it. Absolute all caps legend in Louisville media. So enjoyed my years working with you, Terry. Keep on keeping on. Terry did not respond. Now, let's see if he liked the tweet. Okay,
you can't see it anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can't see
Elon
it.
Musk.
Oh, man, Musk, you son of a...
So Zachy C,
man.
You can click on all the smut you want, and no one's going to see
know.
It in your algorithm.
Well, that helps me.
I've been freed.
I'm kidding.
Five-star smut. Andy Wagner, Bobby Petrino's Twitter man. Watch out.
Dude, that was so funny.
Only this market.
I forgot about that.
Only this market. I saw them eating at Panera. What time? I was going to
did
Panera.
You?
Yeah, Papa Level. I saw Bobby Petrino and Andy Wagner, and I was like, I wonder if they're talking about the Twitter handle.
Like, hey, by the way, we don't need to do this. We don't need to like smut. All right, let's read some text here before we take a break and get Andy Texter. Best part of that night was Rig calling Calipari a bum many times. Oh, I was heated. Texter, the team that lost to St. Peter's was what UK fans wanted. Three transfers, a junior, and two freshmen. No, you're right. It just, well, heck, even the year after that with Oscar Sheboy that lost to Kansas State, it was all older guys and two freshmen. Texter, weird Wednesday text. Rig, you got to listen to the Confessionals podcast episode with Nathan Reynolds. Blew my mind. I like the Confessionals podcast, so I will put that in my rotation. That game was on St. Patrick's Day. Yes, you're exactly right, Texter. The Mad Real World was the best Real World.
Which one?
The Mad Real World on Chappelle's Show.
Oh, yeah. I thought
Katie got
like,
some big old yeah.
Calipari up now, bum.
That was from there. That was from that game.
It was from that. Yeah, it was March 18, 2022.
Yeah. I just picture you in an Afghan quilt, just like with the headset, a Comrex on yeah. your lap, with a BL in your hand, and just yelling and just trying to.
Oh,
be
I quiet. Had a BL,
but bet you did.
I after a game like that, you gotta have. Three or four to fall asleep. I was enraged.
This is what you said the month before, though.
Okay.
They want that UK bump. They want that Kenny Payne UK Calipari bump. You know, you're getting Calipari's disciple. That's what you want. You want the Calipari number one right-hand man.
Like John the Baptist.
Like John, yeah.
John the Baptist.
Cal's Jesus. and Kenny Payne is John the Baptist.
Do you guys agree with John the Baptist?
I like him going to Jack.
Jack, yeah.
Do you guys agree with John the Baptist?
Our Bible correspondent.
Jack Grossman.
Reeks of it. Maybe. I'm sure that was mentioned as bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
By the way, I got some breaking news for you.
Okay.
Which, because I know you love the TBT.
I do.
La Familia. Did you see Enos Freedom's brother?
Yes.
Which, I mean, I love that in so many ways.
He looks 70 years old.
He does. But there's some roster news.
Oh.
Due to unforeseen professional obligations at the time of their commitment, Marcus Teague, Reed Travis, and Deron Lamb will not be able to suit up for La Familia in the TBT this year.
Oh,
the rest
boy.
Of our roster is excited and ready to go. This is great for you. You know why this is great? Because if you lose, you're just going to get yourself into a corner. It's like, well, we didn't have the full roster. And it's
exactly,
not a real
yeah.
Like, you're in a win-win situation.
The only one of those I cared about was Deron Lamb. I haven't seen Deron Lamb in, like, what does he look like now? I can't imagine he's in shape. I can't imagine that Deron Lamb has played basketball since he left Kentucky. He got drafted.
I feel like he's over, like, in Yugoslavia or something.
He probably is. He probably is playing professionally overseas. But I just, my vision of Deron Lamb now is just he's 50 pounds overweight. He doesn't play basketball. He just DMs women on Twitter all day long. Like that's my vision of Deron Lamb. Nothing can walk me back from that.
Were you here when the intern was here? God, you had to be doing UK post game show. And she goes like, "Huh, got DM'd by Deron Lamb," and it was just
was it intern Abby?
Yes.
Locke was a fan.
It made his day when she called him a zaddy.
Didn't Andy bring in like her and like sorority girls?
Yeah,
and
they all,
like,
when he had
stared
his scruff.
At him. When he had a scruff. He just got back from Florida and he was super tanned and he had the
scruff.
I mean,
scruff. He looked like January 6th.
He did. No, he did.
He looked Virginia hat on. Yeah. I mean, he looked, yeah.
He all he needed was a pair of sunglasses. And in that infamous picture that he took, he was wearing sunglasses.
It's like one of those, like, you know, the circles of the guys. That, yeah. That's him. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. Let's take a break. We'll get Andy Sweeney on. Phil, thank you so
of
much
course,
for hanging
man.
Out. I appreciate that. Before we take a break, our friends at 502 Hemp and 812 Hemp, please go check them out. Tell them the Roundtable sent you. When you did, they have everything you need. With CBD, the Delta 8, Delta 9, they have it all there. They have all kinds of products. They have local honey. They have bath bombs. They have everything. And it's experts that are telling you what everything does and how it's going to affect you and what you need. They'll cater it to you. They'll tell you exactly the products that you're looking for. They're friendly. They're helpful. They're knowledgeable. They have everything. 502 Hemp located in Douglas Hills. And the 812 Hemp location in Clarksville, Indiana. Lewis and Clark Parkway, right by Court. Physical Therapy and Kroger. 502hemp.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.